Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday. It's Wednesday weekly webinar night. If you remember the Share Pickers Investment Club, live weekly webinar tonight. Don't forget, 6 p.m. You can also watch it on catch-up on the website later. It's recorded, of course, 29th of January, 2025. In fact, 29th of January, my father's birthday, or would it be? Anyway, 2 days left to claim your 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club. Just go to sharepickers.com, go to the top there, click on the book, and find out how you can claim your 50% off. By the way, you can buy it by the 31st, and I will give you sort of, you know, a week or so to read it. So you can have plenty of time to claim that 50% off. If you like it enough to give it a 5-star rating and review, then you can get 50% off the Share Pickers Investment Club, but that will end on the 31st. You'll have bought it before the 31st. Okay, let's look at the markets. Now, Rachel Reeves been standing up, talking about growth. Heathrow, third runway, will not get built. But the messaging is right, I think. They are trying to encourage growth, commerce, business, everything. But if you look at what's needed, every time I go on the M25, because my mother-in-law lives in Essex, so we drive up there, guaranteed, no matter what time of day it is, right, you could go at like 11 o'clock at night, that by the Heathrow junctions, always a traffic jam. Now, they're talking about having to build a tunnel for the M25, redirect the M25 traffic, okay? After, I think, knock down several little villages and houses, it's not going to get done. It's not going to get done. The reason why, you know, several governments have tried and failed, it's not going to get done. Just build a new airport further out somewhere, I think. I think it's almost like what they have to do at Heathrow is build an airport that would be, or with the size of the runway, would be the second largest in UK. That's the equivalent. You can't do that in central London, or close to central London. Well, it's not central London, but London, you know, it's just ridiculous. But I do like what they're trying to do, what they're trying to say. Anyway, markets, FTSE 100. It is literally a smidge away from all-time high. We're up a third of 1% at 8,560. And the last close was 8,565, 5 points away from all-time high. FTSE 250, it's above the 200-day moving average today, which is good. Up 0.6%, 20,722. The high there was a bit further off, 21,500 there, so we're about 1,000 points off that. But it's heading in the right direction. FTSE, small cap, up a smidge, 0.1% to 6,826. What about the AIM-all share? Oh, it's pretty much flat to the downside. Down, 0.5%. Of a percent. 5%, I should say. 5%, 0.5%, half of 1%, to 714. Anyway, let's look at commodities next. Is Brent crude oil's down now 4 days on the bounce downwards. We're at $77 a barrel. Gold, it's up a little, a tiny little bit. It's up 0.041%, so 2768. Like I said, the highest close was 2,800, and it's now at 2,768, so not far off that. Let's look at copper. It's up a quarter of 1%. By the way, I don't know if you heard Rachel Reeves' speech, but she mentioned Cornish metals, which John Mayer talks about quite a bit, if I have in the podcast, about developing that mine there. Anyway, Cobalt's up a quarter of 1% to, what is it, $9,386 a ton. Where is Bitcoin? What is Bitcoin? It's, do you know what? It's failed. I've said this before, a previous close of 106,000. It's failed that. It's rolling over. Not saying it can't break it again, but it's not a good sign. I did look back the last time it hit an all-time high, and it failed again there, and it ended up dropping by, you know, Bitcoin does drop. It's very volatile. So once you get a few whales who are sitting on, you know, £1 billion, they'll start selling. That's a lot of downward pressure. So it's very volatile, so it could drop. Who knows? It could rally. It's a crazy beast, Bitcoin. It's very volatile for, you know, now a big sort of market cap, sort of commodity asset, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Okay, two-year government bond yield. It's down 0.6% to 4.291. So it's below that 4.3 level. The recent high was 4.6. It's good news. It's rolling over a bit. It's down below the 50-day moving average. That's good. The pound versus the euro. The pound will buy you €1.1943. Strengthening a bit here. In fact, it is really. It's a V-shaped recovery in the pound against the euro. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days now on the bounce. That's good. What dollar? The dollar's still at $1.24. A pound will buy you 1.7. It has rolled over the last 2 days a little bit, but it's had a good rally from early January or mid-January. It's not too bad there. Okay, that's it. Let's do the quick macro news. So a quick sort of overview of Rachel Reeves. She backs the new Heathrow Airport runway as focus of UK growth push. She said that the government has supported the construction of a long-delayed new runway at Heathrow Airport, and she sought to show she could deliver on her promises of speeding up economic growth. Reeves listed plans for new wind farms and reservoirs and a growth corridor between university cities of Oxford and Cambridge. She said the government would remove barriers to delivering 16 gigawatts of offshore wind, as well as investment by a state fund of £65 million in an electric car vehicle charging network and £28 million in mining operation in the southwest of England. That's Cornish Mining, Cornish Metals, CUSN's ticker there. She also said Britain would seek to reset its trade ties with the European Union, which have been strained by Brexit and built on its relationship with the United States and a new president, Donald Trump. It is nuts that basically, I think Rishi Sunak became friendlier towards Europe, but Boris Johnson just shunning Europe. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, as a prime minister, you should want to help the people of your country thrive. And they do that through, you know, business, employment, and you can't have businesses firing at all, you know, 5, 6, 8 cylinders. I don't know how many cylinders there should be. When you're not trading or on good terms at a sort of government level with your biggest trading partner. That's mad. So I'm glad they are now sort of seeking, better trading relationships with Europe. Britain's business minister will also soon visit India to restart talks on a trade deal. Reeves said, used his speech on Wednesday, said that home building and new transport links between Oxford and Cambridge would help create Europe's Silicon Valley. Shouldn't it be a valley, though? Maybe the valleys of Wales, see? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Silicon Valley, is it? Oh, by that I mean, you know, fake boobs. I mean, you know, proper silicon chips. maybe you should do that. Maybe they should actually plough loads of money into cosmetic surgery or surgeries in the valleys of Wales and have Silicon Valley. See, lots of people with enhanced features. anyway, she pointed to nearly £8 billion of investment over 5 years by water companies, including the building of 9 reservoirs, as an example of faster investment in Britain. Thing is, even if you don't build Heathrow, well, it'll take 10, 15 years to do that, right? But the work that goes into that be huge. The amount of employment that creates, and even reservoirs, I assume. But that's also controversial. You know, reservoirs are very hard to build. Where are you going to build them? You know, you have to flood certain areas. You pick your battles. First of all, you're picking battles with pensioners and farmers, and now reservoirs. Those farmers won't sell the land to you. And she said, low growth is not our destiny, but growth will come without growth. Sorry, low growth is not our destiny, but growth will not come without a fight. She's got a mouth about a Wallace and Gromit, isn't she? A top lip and a thing, a really open wide. Yes. Starmer and his top officials have previously said they will not allow opponents of infrastructure and big construction projects to use the planning system to block development. I do like this message. I like where they're going. The trouble is, it is mid to long-term growth they're going for. What about now? In the short term, she has punished businesses who are the growth engines of the economy. That's the trouble. You're still going to have unemployment going down. Unemployment going up and prices going up because of living wage going up, all that stuff. So in the short term, we're in for pain, I think, which is not bad for the markets, I believe, because the Bank of England will have to reduce interest rates because figures are going to get worse, absolutely worse. And in fact, there was an update out from FDM, which is a recruitment business, and they're saying, UK is not good. In fact, America's not good either because they're an international company. So I think we're going to see a struggle here. OpenAI says Chinese rivals using its work for their AI apps. So it turns out it's not innovation. There's the old saying, America innovates, Europe regulates, and China duplicates. They do, don't they? They've basically nicked it. The maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI, has complained that rivals, including those in China, are using its work to make rapid advances in developing their own artificial intelligence tools. That's the thing, isn't it? That's the way it works. You know, if you get NVIDIA chips, I'm sure there'd be a way of China would be using those, taking those apart, seeing how they work. And try and do the same on a cheaper version. That's, what could you do about that? Anyway, the status of OpenAI and other US firms as the world leaders in AI have been dramatically undermined this week by the sudden emergence of DeepSeek, a Chinese app that can emulate the performance of ChatGPT, apparently at a fraction of the cost and time. It took them 2 months and $6 million. I don't know if I believe that. I remember when China came out in Wuhan, where coronavirus started. They had no vaccine, okay? It's got a population the size of London. And overall in China, the amount of deaths they had were 3,000. What are you talking about? And in Britain, we had 60,000, something like that? And yet we had a vaccine halfway through. And we weren't at the epicenter of where it was created. So never believe the figures that come out of China, because they lie and they copy. Okay, microcap news. The watch list or ignore. These are companies I'm looking for that may be added to the Microcap League on my website there. If you remember, you can see the best 30 microcap companies in relation to growth, value, health, potential, momentum, etc., and efficiency. Okay, they're ranked on 20 different metrics. So I'm looking at companies. I can add, in fact, I've updated 3 companies today on that. We looked at several others, but let's look through these and see if they're good enough to be added. So first and foremost, CT Automotive. A leading designer, developer and supplier of interior components to the global automotive industry is pleased to announce the following trading update for 12 months ended 31st December. Market cap, 21 million. They say revenue no less than $117 million, this is versus $143. Adjusted profit for tax, no less than 8.6, which is versus 8.3. So it seems like they are improving, getting more efficient. Maybe their margins are improving, who knows. Net debt at the 31st December, slightly better than expected at 7.5 million versus 3.8. It's a hard one, this. I would say, where is it? Has it risen today? Let's have a look. CT, it's up 11%, and it's dropped off a bit of a cliff. But it's a hard industry to be in, automotive. They supply, all those interior components to the automotive industry. And you think, is the automotive industry undergoing a boom or not? So they are reliant on their end markets to a certain extent. And like I said, it's a highly competitive area. I would say I wouldn't be a long-term investor in this, and so I'd ignore it. But I would also just watch it because I think it could have a recovery. It is, the figures are sort of improving, and going forward to 25, they see top line growth to 126 million versus 117, and adjusted profit before tax of 10.5. So, you know, it seems like a decent valuation. It could rally, but it's not a standout exceptional company, you know, but it could have a decent rally, could make you some money there. Next, Hardide, the provider of advanced surface coating technology, announces audited annual results for the year ended the 30th of September. Market cap 5 million, revenue 4.73 versus last year's 5.49, so it's down. Loss before tax of 1.34 versus 1.19, so the loss has increased, the revenue's down. Cash of 700k versus 740k. And they've got debt of 714, so they've got net debt of 14K. And they're forecast to do 5.7 top line versus 4.7 this year, and almost a loss of 200K. I would say ignore, and they're going to need cash probably, and I say draw some more down debt. So, yeah, not that impressive. Next, HVivo. HVO, where's Hardide today? Is it moving? It's down 4%, 6 pence. HVO ticker, a fast-growing specialist early-stage drug development contract research organization and world leader in testing infectious and respiratory disease products using human-challenged clinical trials, provides an unaudited trading update for the year to the 31st of December. Revenue up 11.9% to 62.7 million versus 56 million. Cash of 44.2 million, up from 37. I do like him in a company that has a decent amount of cash. It's me, they can do acquisitions and stuff like that, you know? And by the way, they have done that. They've also announced today acquisition of two clinical research units from CRS for 10 million euros. They're going to pay out of cash resources. Now, I quite like this, not raising debt or equity. They're using the cash. CRS is a German-based full-service early-stage clinical development CRO. The total consideration, so two units being acquired recorded revenue of 19.9 million euros in 2024 and 18.6 million in 2023. Full year revenue guidance of 73 million for 2025, with EBITDA margins anticipated to be mid-high teens, excluding one-off costs. So there are going to be some costs here. And in fact, there's a bit of squeeze. So the forecasts, let's say for 2024, are going to be 62.7 million. And in 2025, 73.2. So it's increased there. But the profit for tax is going to drop for 2025, forecast to drop to 9 million from 13.3. And then in 26, it's going to go up to 13.8. So it's going to increase more than it was in 24, obviously the dip in 25. And then the top line, 82.8 versus 73.2. This is a couple of years out, so you have to take them a little pinch of salt. But of course, by then, of course, you assume they're, you know, sorted out the acquisition and the merging, you know, synergies, sort of sort those out and get back to profit. But they expect to be a dip in 25 as far as profit is concerned due to those one-off costs. So for this company, I'd say definitely watch list, because it's had a bit of a hammering of late, and in fact it's down, it was down today quite a lot, and it's down alone. I can see it, you know, it'll have to recover, but I can see it sort of recovering here. It could be a recovery stock, and based on, you know, decent fundamentals, I believe. Market cap here is, I know the enterprise value is sub 100 million, but their market cap is round about 135 million, because of course they've got decent amount of cash. In fact, so now they've got 35. So they are about 100 million enterprise value for 135 thing. Next, Gnarl. Gnarl sticker, a leading UK marketing services business focused on the UK consumer legal market, is pleased, ambulance chaser, basically, that's what they call them, is pleased to provide an update on trading for the financial year to the 31st of December. Market cap 32 million, revenue 38.8 versus 42.2, so it's down. Profit before tax expected to be up to 800k from 600k. Net debt, 31st December was 7.1 million, down 27% from 9.7, and the market expectation is 7.9. So they're expecting to see growth for 25 up to 42.5 million from 38.8, and adjusted profit for tax of 5.6, and adjusted profit tax this year of 2.2. Yeah, I'm not convinced. I'm going to ignore that. Let's look at the chart. Let's see if it's a bounce opportunity. Now they are up 6.7%. In fact, they have risen a bit recently. So I'm saying no, ignore. I know they have recovered a little bit from down to next. Naked Wines. Wine is ticker. Is pleased to provide peak season trading update in respect of 13 weeks ended 30th of December. Market cap 33 million. Revenues down 8.9%. At a constant currency versus prior year. They've tried to polish a turd here. They really have. So they said revenue down pretty much 9% at constant currency versus prior year, which was an improvement because it was down 14.3% then for a half year. Right, okay, so you are down, but not as much. Member trends continue to improve. Active members down 10% versus 12% for half year 2025. So it's getting less worse, you're saying, basically. It's not, and you could say, well, it's getting better then. Less worse. It's better. Net cash continues to improve in line with expectations. They have got a decent amount of cash. 30 million, up from 26 on prior year, and up 7 on each year. So they've got cash there. The ongoing right-sizing of inventory continues to be a key driver of cash generation. The closing position of 116 million inventory was a £47 million reduction on prior year period and a 23% reduction on half year 25. In the interims, I was looking back there, they did 112 million top line versus 132, so down. Loss before tax was 5.6 million versus 9.7. So that's improved a bit. Net cash of 22.9. So the benefit here is that they're getting less worse and they've got cash. But delivering wines via the post, is this a business you'd like to own? Not for me. I'm going to say ignore. Okay, next. React Group. In fact, the share price has reacted today. Where is Naked Wines today? Oh, it's wine, isn't it? It's up 15.3%. But it's off the bottom. That's a rally off the bottom there. And it's been grinding down for many a year. React, the leading specialist support services provider to the facilities management sector, is pleased to announce its audited results for the year ended 30th of September. So they are contract cleaning, windows, all that stuff. So market cap 20 million, revenue increased by 6% to 20.7 million, up from 19.6. 87% is recurring revenue. Fifth consecutive year of organic growth against strong prior period. Profit before tax and interest, profit before interest and tax up to 287k versus 251k. So margins are quite slim here, but they are improving cash of 1.8 versus 2.1. I think that's because they did an acquisition. But because of this acquisition, the forecasts are quite interesting here. Okay. Now it's taking a bit of a dip today, but you know, they are generating cash. But they're saying for 2025, 27 million, up from 20.7 million. They're saying adjusted profit for tax of 2.8 versus 2.1. And the improvement continues into 2026. So, you know, maybe I'm saying watch list because it has come off today, down 10%. So that would give it a market cap of what, about 18 million? So I think it's worth a recovery. Let it settle down. Share price is in a sort of a temporary downtrend. Next, Vanel Holdings, V-A-N-L is ticker, the UK's largest ground engineering contractor, announces unaudited interim results for 6 months, ended 31st of October. So of course, you know, where the housing market picks up, they'll be the first to know about this, I suppose, or civil engineering works pick up, or development picks up through Reeves and Starmer's growth plan, which can be anything from 3 to 5 years off, I think. But it's not an improvement today. 42 million is market cap here. Revenue, 65.2 million versus 68.2. So that's down. Profit before tax, 1.9 versus 2.5. So that's down. and net debt has increased to 4.3, which is versus net cash of 1.9. Now, forecast-wise, they are looking at growing top line from 139 million to 146, and adjusted profit for tax from 5.1 to 6. Isn't adjusted ridiculous? Because actual profit for tax is 1.9. If you adjust it enough, you get a 5.1. So, of course, but I'm going to say it's had a bit of a hammering for now. It's down 1.3% today. And it's, in fact, well, it's not had a hammering. If you look back to 2023, it's the lower end of the range, but it's a messy chart. And in my mind, it's really got to break above 50 pence and close above 51, 52 pence to really start an uptrend again, because it's come off hard. Because it listed it, did it list, in 21, top of the bull, no, 2017. It went 140 a share, now it's down to 38 pence a share. It's got this messy trend it's in at the moment, which is quite a big range between 35 and pretty much 50 pence. But for me, do I want to own this business? No. It's quite low margin. And there's no discernible improvement there as yet. Velocity Composites next. VEL, leading supplier of composite material kits to aerospace, is pleased to announce the company's audited results for 12 months, ended the 31st of October 2024. Market cap, 15 million. Revenues increased 40% to 23. I think they had this big contract with GE, didn't they? 100 million, I think it was, over 5 years. So 23 million top line versus 16.4. Loss before tax of 1.34 versus 3.41. So that's improved quite a bit there. Net cash position of 700K. So say at the 24th of January 2025, the group had gross cash balance of 1.6, a CBL loan balance of 0.8, so that's 800K, and undrawn available 1.3 under invoicing discounted visit. So they've got a bit of headroom, and they're going to need it, because the revenue looks like for 25, looking at 27 million top line, up from 23, but adjusted profit tax of zero. Break it, so that's basically a loss they're still making, 25. So they're going to need to utilise that discounted facility. It's not really business I like. It's low margin manufacturing business, and so I'm going to say ignore. But there is the possibility it could recover, like I say. But sustainably long term, well, maybe we'll do okay even at longer term. But I'm not. It's had a little bounce today. In fact, it's had a little bounce from November. It was down 19 pence up to 30 pence now. So we are. But is it a business you want to own? Not for me, really. And what else is there? Yes, there's one more. Virgin Wines. Same kind of business model as Naked Wines, pretty much. It's not really a business I like to have, but Virgin Wines Vino, one of the UK's largest direct-to-consumer online wine retailers, is pleased to announce this Christmas trading update, as well as update for 6 months, ended 27th of December. So they are 17 million market cap. Is that right? Vino, they're called. 17 million. Revenue broadly in line with the same period last year, 34.1. Well, last year was 34.3, so down a bit. Profit before tax increased by 20% year on year to a period of 1.3. In fact, they're making a profit, so of the two, maybe this is better, who knows. Net cash of 17.3 versus H1 24 of 11 million, and customer wine bank deposits of 16.4. The business remains debt-free, with customer deposits held in a separate ring-fence account. And they say, outlook, having delivered on encouraging first-half performance, the board remains confident that the financial year 25 outturn will be in line with current market expectations, and the company is well-positioned to continue on its growth trajectory and deliver shareholder value. So, yeah, I think this is looking better than Virgin Wines, looking better than Naked Wines. So sales are expected to grow to 62 million for 25 and profit for tax of 1.9. Again, even in 26, sales got to 64 from 62 and profit for tax of 2 million. And then in 27, up another 2 million top line, and up a smidge again of 10% profit for tax. So to me, that's, they do at least have cash, plenty of cash. In fact, the other one does, but they are profitable. So of the two, I think I'd go for that. But really, the share price is in downtrend. They're really in a low. Maybe I'm not seeing something here. I'm not a big fan or, you know, an expert on this wine. But wine is up. Naked wine is up 15%. Vino hasn't moved. So there we go. Take a pick. For me, though, it's an ignore. It's not a business I want to own, sending wines for the post. Just making a lot of damage, isn't it? It's just heavy, isn't it? Freight, all that. So I'm saying ignore. Thank you for listening. That's it for today. Don't forget, if you remember listening, it's a Wednesday weekly webinar night, live at 6 p.m. And you can catch up the webinar if you didn't catch up live on the website later. And don't forget, if you want to be a member, 2 days left to claim 50. What? Yes, 50% off the Sharepickers Investment Club. And that ends on the 31st of January. If you bought the book by then I'll give you a week to submit a positive rating review if you like it. And you can claim that 50% off. Thanks for listening. Speak you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy 2 or 3 select major appliances. And when you buy 4 or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.